look for in the program. That's always a fine. Compared to a some of the FIFA, the page, I and hey. Very bottom of the first column. He said it's too obvious because he's with FIFA. Shane Bishop is out. Okay. Get that away. Now we're going through the Inyanim of what an owner has, may do or may not do. We were discussing yesterday the issue of the difference between Sheva Al-Tas and Kumva Asay as being a very important criterion. Now, an Onan presumably is part of the mitzvah of Sukkah. Let's say we learned Sukkah a couple years ago. Is there an issue that sits close to Sukkah, but Pashtus there is not? And therefore it's only a chiyuv to sit in Sukkah, and therefore if you're an Aninus, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah, you can eat in the house. So the Bikur Yaakov says, what if a person's in the Sukkah and he finds out Nebuch or somebody passed away? He's not required to run out of the Sukkah. He's allowed to stay in the Sukkah and make his phone calls from there. However, the Divrei Sofer says something which I don't agree with. He says, this is in the safe and is at the bottom, Kuf Samach Beis, again, Shimon Shin Mem Aleph. Oh, another important announcement. Whoever wants to save a Divrei Sofer? I'm told that our show elevation, you can get it to your wholesale for mere $24 for two volumes. It's worth it for sure. So, what is it? Okay. So you see? So, can't top our show elevation. So maybe on that sheet that's going around, one of the sheets, I'll make a different sheet. I'm trying to make a different piece of paper. So whoever wants to order it, it's certainly a worthwhile paper to have. It's so much information chocked full of, and we said it's 99% right. So, it's certainly worthwhile getting hold of the safer. Okay? So if we can actually probably get it up before Shabbos if we place an order today. So it's a good idea. So after that free commercial, it says over here, I want to argue with him. It's a 1%. The Chorin near the, it's talking about the Bikur Yaakov says, the Tafrei Shmem, the Cotton Utes, I think it is, that you don't have to go into the sukkah. The Chorin Niri writes in the bottom of Kuf Samach Beis that Kiyagad Nechayav Lishor V'sukkah V'Oso L'Losin Misham V'Sarachim. He's going back to his Sheva Tassakum V'Asei criterion and says, all right, you don't have to go into the sukkah if you're in the house, but once you're in the sukkah, you're not allowed to leave. That's completely false, in my opinion. Completely false. Because you're part of the sukkah. If there were an iser which you would violate when you'd leave the sukkah, then maybe he's right. Maybe that's going without the halach. But assuming there's no iser, only a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, and you have no such chiyuv, so why can't you leave? You can't do something which is intrinsically wrong, the Kumbar said. Maybe you can't eat in the time of sukkah you mentioned yesterday. So what am I doing? I'm going outside of the sukkah, so I'm not in the kind of mitzvah to say of sukkah, but there is no mitzvah to say to someone who's in aninus. So he has dainty, it's poshut, and he's allowed to leave the sukkah, for sure. That's what I think. Oh, what about tzitzit? Tzitzit. He has over here the very next Sif Cotton. He says, if you're wearing tzitzit, the average person wears tzitzit, he never can find out that someone passed away. You're not required to remove the tzitzit. You're not required to remove the tzitzit. Okay? Are you allowed to remove the tzitzit? In my opinion, the answer is yes again. You want to remove the tzitzit, you give them to hay. Think so. Have a portion. He quotes here Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo, something incredible. It's in Simon Tadi Alef Sif Katan Chaf Hey Os Gimel. An Onan is permitted Nebuch, and they get up the morning of the Levaya Nebuch, Rachmanu Litzlan, gets up to the Levaya, and he's so used to it, what he's doing every morning. What is it every morning? Every morning he gets up in the morning, and he puts on his undergarment, and he never knows what the first thing you do, you put on your Talos Katan over the undershirt. It's a habit. The Shlomo Zalman said you're allowed to do it. Why? Because it's only a habit. Huh? Not a habit to make a shahakol? I mean, what are the habits that we have? The dinner is one has to break the habit and focus completely on Torah Chayameis. I don't understand. Shlomo Zalman's lashon's quote here is, Kevin shekach dakol, lilbosh tamid, also malbush, choshev raka osa mitzvah machshava. So let's make klavish of tegiyah b'kvod hameis. I don't know. I don't understand this one. I don't understand? Okay. But I can't buy the difference. So he's just quoting. This is part of the 99%, not the 1%. Just quoting the from Shlomo Zalman. I don't understand that. Right then. Next thing he talks about is Ner Chanukah. I have to see the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Resh Ayin. Quote the Tav Resh Ayin. In the Mishnah Berurah where he says, I think it's a cut in your base, if a person is Dar Yechidi, he should light Ner Chanukah. If someone else in the house, someone else light it. If you're by yourself, you have to light Ner Chanukah. I don't understand how this is possible. How can you say such a thing? Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah to mitzvah fully, and only this part that we call a mitzvah. So what's going on over here? He quotes over here on the bottom, even by Purim. Purim is a shayla that we spoke about it in the past, what kind of status Purim has. Is Purim a yontif? Is it not a yontif? Is there a Kabbalah? Is there a Velas? Is there no Velas? Is there a Dinas? Is there no Dinas? No, that's Purim. So he quotes at sunset and Purim, you're not an onim at night. So Chanukah, you're not an onim at night. What kind of comparison is that? First of all, Purim, may not even pass in that way. Purim is a Mishnah Vesinukah of yontif, to some extent, you know, there's no full yontif, but there's something there. Whereas Chanukah, it's just a weekday. You say hollow, but it's a weekday. And if I thought that an owner should not light Ner Chanukah, even if he's the only one in the house. Now I'll take all the questions. Yes? We spoke about it in the Bible.
Couldn't
I don't see how to explain this.
The only person who has to be in the house is doing it on behalf of the house.
I understand, but a house is no... We're saying this is a bias. You mean that someone in the household has to fulfill it. He's the only one in the household. It's like we call a chovas a bias. He has no chiyum at all. Not chovas bias, not chovas... I don't think so. Yes. Right. Very nice. It'd be a very nice idea for him to see it. But I'm the guy that the owner is part of the call of business. I don't see it. Yes.
This is
something
like this.
Mezuzah. Well, I mean, he moved into a house just that day and there's no mezuzah yet. He also be part. I think the
bias.
Oh, yeah. No one takes down mezuzah. Chas v'shalom. Yeah. What about Purim? We already spoke about it in the past. The Shulchan Aruch writes in the Siman Tav Resh Tzadi Vav Siv Zayin that your mutter bebaser v'yayin. We spoke about this before in our original discussion. That we just made reference to a minute ago. That although the Shulchan Aruch writes your mutter bebaser v'yayin, the Magen Avraham in that same Siman Tav Resh Tzadi Vav Siv Katan Tes Vav distinction between day and night, as we mentioned just a moment ago. And the point over here is that it says by day it's mutter bebaser v'yayin because it's asemi divrei kabbalah, simcha. The word simcha found in Tanakh. But at night there's no chiyuv. We all know there's no chiyuv to drink at night, right? Right? There's no chiyuv to drink for a night. Probably also to drink too much for a night. Okay? So therefore, mutter bebaser v'yayin. The Pesachet Shuvah here in Sifkot Yud Aleph quotes the Shav HaKohen, the Rafal Hamburger. He says the Shuvah the Shav HaKohen, Harech was ever hella she'onin Oser the boss the Yain for him. He had the guts to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. He said, "What is going on over here?" That's how we thought in our original analysis. What do you mean? It's Nesim Mutal Lefanev. It's Mutal B'Malacha. So who cares what kind of other status it has? The reason why Shabbos and the other no Adidas is because you can't do anything, not because of any other reason. And probably you're unrestricted. The argument in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he said. Nothing to do with Avelis, because Shami and Moshech. I asked him to see him at 7th Moshe. He's bothered by this kasha. It's a gewaldig kasha. So in Sif Aleph at 7th Moshe, he writes like this. Look. It's a Beferish Apostle in the Megillah. It says, Mishnah V'Simcha. So therefore, it asks has been. So therefore, you can't have a status of aninus. Nu, and on yontif, Well, yontif is different. Why is yontif? We possibly be on yontif if a person is also with tzarchei ameis. So the Shabbat Karim says the gan's firm. You can not to wait till the end of yontif or end of Shabbos or yontif sheni or your yontif ayin goy. Like this, yontif. There's no explicit pasuk which tells you that he has faith and cannot be done. Right? Talking about starting from the perspective of Hesper. Mishnah v'simcha asif Hesper, pasuk mefurish. Yontif? Not the simcha of Yontif, which prevents it. Yontif would be also balava. Why? Because it's ikri moed. Even Rosh Chodesh ikri moed, you can't make any hesper. So therefore what? Therefore, only in the unique case of Purim, with a special pasuk of Mishnah v'simcha, which is critical, so that's why the special halacha in the Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Tadivav Sim Zayin is Mutav Abbas of Yayin. But the refrain from Abbas of Yayin would be against the direct pasuk of Simcha. When it comes to Yom Tov, there's no, it's not a direct pasuk, it would be a different pasuk, whatever it is, it, to me it's a big, it's a far reach, on your side. I thought it was more logical to assume as we did in the previous Urim, that this day in the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Tadivav Zayin is working with an assumption. No Avelus, no Aninus. We went with the smack, with the whole business that we went through before. And therefore, it's interesting, in that very same simon, there is a Yeshamer, it's not quite a Chavar Ramo, actually, if you had different opinions, is there Avelus on Purim or not? We'll try to get to it later, when we talk about Avelus on Yontif. It seems to me that the day which is maintaining that there's no, Mutab Abbas of the Yayim and Yontif is working with the assumption that there's no Avelus on Purim, which is the Ramo against the Machaber, but it basically calls both days. So it seemed to me. Okay. Fine. We already discussed this issue about his own name being Osir B'Talmud Torah on Shabbos. Right? Big Machlokas HaPoskim. Pashtus, it should be Osir. Right? We said before that an Onain, depends how you learn. If an Onain is Mutter B'Kol Dini Avelis, then it should be Mutter B'Talmud Torah. So the Onain is Osir B'Kol Dini Avelis, except if it's even after the Kfuri can't be known, but Tamatar is Allah Shabbat Sinah, so it's known even before the Kfuri. The fact that so many, as I said, of the Bali HaTaisus indicate that it was the Asr, shows when the Rosh is saying time and again, the Dinim of Avelus do not apply to Aninus, since Aninus Lachod, Avelus Lachod, and it's all the Avelus is Gansam within the Rabbanim, there are others who presumably would also agree that Avelus is the Rabbanim, but nonetheless, would maintain that the halacha of Avelus begins from the Mitzvah and not from the Kfura. So I understood the Ramon in the Sete, as we had mentioned before. What about Abdullah? Let's mention Abdullah. I asked you to see the Rosh in Brachas, but since you all don't have it, let's see at least see one sheet in the Mordechai in Simin, Tav Kuf Lamed. Okay? Open the Gemara. It's always on the table. Someone walks in, the Gemara should be open. Tav Kuf Lamed. Misha Meislo Meis B'Shabbos, page 46 of this print. Misha Meislo Meis B'Shabbos, Lo Nikfrad Namokar, Lo Yazal B'Motoy Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Uviyom HaMokaros, Liyacha Shenikfrad Meislo, Oso Lecho Asher Yavdo. Yasmei Gazola, the next day. Fine. This is what the quote of the Maram. The Maram says, Maram Rutenberg, you make Azala on Sunday. No, why not? Why not? Well, the Rosh and Brachas, I answered to see Perek Gimel Simon Beis, quotes that Rabbeinu Yehuda is your potter. Why? Because Mor Chagiga, that says, your potter the first day on there, which is the Iker day, you could walk, and then you got better, your potter the entire Yontif. What's the rule? If your potter in Iker Zmano, your potter in Hashlumen. So what's the machlekes? We pass to make Abdullah until Tuesday evening, until Shkia. What's the pshat? It's the pshat that the Havchir Abdullah is when it's Motzei Shabbos. And from Sunday morning until Tuesday afternoon, it's Hashlumen. He a potter of completely Motzei Shabbos because it was before the Kvura. So the Meli cannot make it up between Sunday morning and Tuesday afternoon. That sheet is from Ben Yehuda. And the Maram says, no. This man for Abdullah is what they call Bosa Shabbos among Sukkot. You can make Abdullah the whole time from Motzei Shabbos from Tuesday afternoon. Great. That's not considered to be in the category of Tashlum. That's a machlok. Oh, yes.
Maybe that the machlok is also that since he wasn't when the Chayim was Chal and the Chayim began,
But isn't any putter all the way through?
Not necessarily. You know, if the chiyuv is a chiyuv, which no particular moment is any more significant than the other. It's just the chiyuv to do within 3 days. So the fact that you were putter at the first moment, Tashlum would not make you putter if the chiyuv sets in later on. Well, it's a tashlum for the first moment. Yes.
So
how do we paskin in the shaila? No. How do we paskin in the shaila about the Havdalah? What does it say? Wasn't it on the Ma'amar Kamis somewhere? No? Not in there? No, it wasn't on the Ma'amar Kamis about Havdalah? I think we paskin in the Havdalah. Yeah, I think we paskin. You do make Havdalah.
You make
Havdalah. Okay, good. Fine. So, it's an interesting din here in the Aruch HaShulchan. In the Aruch HaShulchan, this is in Siman Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Yud Zayin. It relates to something which is in the Pesachei Tshuva. What happened? Pesachei Tshuva Hey. Everyone open up to Pesachei Tshuva Hey. What does it say? Birchas Hamazon, right? An owner is part of Birchas Hamazon. What's the chokmah sodom? Im ocha v'nit for ameis, for thou and the tackle amazon should be mayav, sarach l'varach birchas amazon. Im ashiyotza. Also tzorach about the onein, chayav l'varach ashiyotza, ach anit for ameis. I feel the call ayom. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you sign it. Incorrect. Incorrect. Lo nirakeng. The cave in the b'shas ha'achila v'asiyah tzorach about your potter, eino chal alav chiyuv. Oh, below me boy, Lamisha Sovav Abdullah. Shalola Hab Lakharakura. As we said to Rabbi Yehuda, and I feel that Sovav should start for Hab because she is boy. The emanation is man, Chiyuba, Nim Shekhas, and Yom Dal, it's straight. Not such woman. Masha Enke, the Elish, Achiyav, Ena Elabashas, Maisem, the Kainira, the Ike Ladina, the Raya Brura, the Mogan Avram, Simon Ayan Aleph, the Cotton Aleph Ayan Shah. This is the Orach HaShulchan, Simon Shin Mem Aleph, end of Sif, Yud Zayin. What happened in Mogan Avraham? What's there? Anybody look it up? Who looked it up? No one looked it up. There it says that you're a potter from Birchas HaShachar. It says that the Birchas HaShachar, the Ikar Mechayev is the morning, and the crack of dawn, and the rest of the day is Tashlumin. Those who argue on the Mogan Avraham say to them, no, it's a Birchas HaShachar means all day. Even the Mogan Avraham agrees, the Pasuk say, by Birchas HaTorah, and the Tzvisha Shaloh Asanis. I don't have to elaborate. Tzvisha Shaloh Asanis, we assume the Chiyuv is the whole day. It's not like other things, you know, in the morning, the Sechvi Bina is in the morning, you know, and the Pokeh Chiyuv is in the morning, and the Rav Shurum is in the morning. So things are intrinsically all day. All right, so the Ringin Araya, that whenever the Chiyuv is intrinsically all day, you're Chayev, and whenever it's the first minute, your partner subsequently, he says the same thing applies to Ashayotzer and to Birchas Hamazon. The Aruch HaShulchan is correct. Okay. Let's go a little bit further than that. Some other random, we made some random horrors in Dinei Aninus, which again, mostly based on Shulchan Aruch and Pesachei Tshuva. We mentioned, and then again, important in here, and please open up the Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Aleph, you'll see the Shach. The Shach, Sitkot and Vov, the Tashas, Kot and Beis, they say the same thing basically. The Machaber the Lashon, Eino Meisiv VeOchel. Says the Shach, Tirish Ala Shulchan or Ala Mita. You're not supposed to eat sitting at a chair at a table in a normal fashion. A normal fashion. Okay. But you look in Rashi in Brachos of Yizayin and Beis, Rashi says Eino Meisiv. You shouldn't sit there like you do on Pesach. You shouldn't sit there Meisiv Al Sido Al Smolis. So how come the Shach and the Taz are against Rashi? Well, the answer is poshut. The answer is you're not supposed to sit in the most comfortable fashion that you're accustomed to all the time. Someone's an aninus has to demonstrate in his eating habits that he's not living a normal life. How do you do that? So in the old days when they used to eat regularly, leaning down the left side, so you stood up straight at the table, that was already considered to be a category of aninus. If it's not as that, no one eats from lying down anymore. So now for us to do a shiva, we have to, instead of eating normally at a table, just sit back a little bit, just in a somewhat changed way. Okay? Somewhat changed way. Where does the idea come from? Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger, Ainul Mesiv, Ayin Arachayim Simatov Kuf Nun Beis Zayin, Vemogan Avram, this carton Zion. Tells you to look there. What does it say there? It says over there, that the Mechaber calls the Minik to sit on the floor by Sudam Afsek. By Sudam Afsek. So the Mechaber Avram there explains, yep, based on this sin, ain't a Mesiv. Ah, ain't a Mesiv. Just don't recline. Says the Mechaber Avram, this you so. That for us, unless you sit on the floor, it's not Niko that it's a Suda Shefola. It's a lowly kind of a meal. Sudam Afsek. If you just sit in the chair, you always want to sit on the chair. So therefore, you have to sit on the floor. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. All right? Because of this, you would have to sit on the floor. Mamish, you'd be able to sit at a chair without a table. But, you know, in the Sudam Afsek, it's a more makpah to sit on the floor, those of us who have the opportunity. And those who don't should sit in a chair away from the table. And so, too, in the situation of aninus. And we're going to be discussing, Mr. Shem, the game plan. I don't know if we're going to be able to fill the game plan. Is that we're going to, after we finish the sugi and ksubis, then we're going to go to the second half of this initial Mamakovashi, which are talking about the ether of kibbutz and the ether of yeshiva on a chair. And in both cases, we're going to try to tie it in to the laws of Tisha B'Av in the 9 days, coming up soon. And then we'll try to go through the other dini avelus and try to tie them into the laws of Tisha B'Av, because they're again related. And then, I want to spend a few days before Tisha B'Av, just turning Hilchos Tisha B'Av straight, which is once and for all know what the dinim are, and that is so much related to halachas of avelus. Whether we can fulfill this plan in the next 2 weeks, I don't know, but we'll attempt to do so. Yes. Oh, very good, very good. An excellent point. What happened to the din of Eino Ochel Kol Tzofer? The Mechaber left it out. He left it out. Not here. So the Beis Yosef says the Poskim left it out. You know why? Because it's implicitly against our Gemara. When our Gemara says Eino Ochel Basar and Shotu Yayin and doesn't throw in this extra chumrah of Eino Ochel Kol Tzofer, the Mashmah says that the Bavli is against Yerushalmi. I mentioned this to you before. That's the reason why, one of the reasons why we don't fulfill it often in the Mechaber. To sit on the floor, right? The Beferish Din comes from the Ramban, comes from the Sefer Snokas, right? The someone who's in Aninus, in the Sifhei. Also, the Ishav Alishan Agavi Bita, if you look, we have to sit on the floor and sleep on the floor. So it says, how can we don't keep it? But could be again, I mentioned to you before that, in the Babli, it's Mashan Abrawe. And the Mesav Ochel means that only for during Achille you can't sit normally, otherwise you can. Again, it's similar to what the Beis Yosef said with respect to Eino Ochel Kol Tzofer. And I mentioned the Gesher Achayim do it 2 weeks to sit on the floor. I don't know what that means. This one looks pretty strong. But that's another possibility to explain this in. Yes? That's the Kuach Nefesh. And only it's had Mechuyot to save lives. Absolute. Okay. The Kuach Nefesh is Doch, didn't have Anima too. Kol Dachnes, it's Doch everything. Don't get that too. All right. Fine. Let's discuss for a moment something very interesting as far as davening is concerned. We pass in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch that an onain does not daven, is not allowed to daven during the week, but on Shabbos, in fact, he is required to daven. When does Shabbos begin and when does Shabbos end? Let's discuss that in detail. What kind of silly question is that? We know how to begin to end. You have to look on the luach. Well, take a look over here in the Chidushim of Biurim of Ephraim Zalman Margolius in the back. Please turn there if you don't. Well, you know what? You can see it in the Pesach Tshuva. Look at Pesach Tshuva to cut and come base. Let's look there. Let's start with it. Everyone has the Pesach Tshuva. You're familiar with on the Ma'am Kermit. Let's start there. Wasn't this cut and come base? To the very end. Yeshu left in on and called him Shabbat, who part of Mili is Falel. It's too late to do a Kfura. He says, that's only after Shani, whatever. The Kitzah, but on call, you're an Onan, you get the impression of the Pitzkachul, end of Chavez, you're an Onan right up until Shabbat. That's what it sounds like. However, one can argue that's different. Because here we can say that it's so close to Shabbos, that's time an onus. You know, someone, let's say for example, was taking care of the mace, and guess what happened? A blackout. Have you ever a blackout? Have you ever Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? So there's a blackout all of a sudden, and then the person can't do anything. So you're not going to say at that moment in time there's a blackout, it can't move, that suddenly it's some chayav mitzvah to say Krishna. Oh, great idea. It's dark, it's blackout, to say Krishna. No. It's a fluke. This happens to be a part of the time, and any minute the light may go on, and whatever. See, there's no thing like that. But when it comes so close to Shabbos, it's arguable that the Shabbos already is gathering in. It's already close enough to Shabbos. It's close enough to Shabbos that you would have to daven. Take for example, and now go back to, let me show you in the Chiddushin of the Urim in the back of the page 404 on the standard Shulchan Aruch. It starts over here, Tez Zayin. Mace, Be'erev Shabbos, Eitz Mincha. Finish the Yev Shal Korma B'Korim Shabbos. You follow Mincha Shal Be'erev Shabbos. You can't do anything. Okay? You can't do anything. You're supposed to daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos. That's what it says in this particular case. All right. However, in Sif Aleph, he says, the very beginning, he says, you're going to be Yechayev, there's always a Din of Aninus in almost every single case. Even a case of Ones, the Din of Aninus exists. So the Sechemin is a Kasha, a Stira. In Sif Aleph, he says, in the case of an Ones, you still have a status of Aninus. In Sif Tes, Zion, he says, Erev Shabbos is not. That's the answer, of course. Because Erev Shabbos is so close to Shabbos, it's included in the, what we call, Yom HaMashiach Ta'osik V'Mason. That period of time is ushered in a little bit before Shabbos, actually, said before Shkia. Oh. What about, interesting Shaila, you have to see this in the Orachayim, the Siman Ayin Aleph. What about davening Ma'ariv and saying Avdolah on Shabbos after Plaga Mincha? Yes, Eitan. Early Shabbos. No, I don't think so. The early Shabbos is always your free choice. Yeah, I think that's stretching it too much. Now, what about an interesting thing about Motzei Shabbos, right? You have the opportunity to say Daven Ma'ariv. We all know, very often in the shuls in the city, you Daven Mincha early on and the Ma'ariv early on the Friday night. Yes, sir.
Good question.
You're talking, you don't need to know Shabbos. You're stuck. Different story. Well, what happens if you want to daven Ma'ariv, you know you're going to miss Ma'ariv tonight because you're an Aninus. So you're just, yes?
Ma'ariv, the end, but your Shabbos could stretch out.
That's true.
So can you stretch it out?
No. But what we're talking about is cut it short, in a sense. You're going to daven Ma'ariv and make Abdullah. After Plaga Mincha, yeah? Wow, someone says that. I don't believe it for a second. The Gevaldik is printed, and I forgot where it's printed. Once you're davening Ma'ariv, it's very nice here, and you can't daven Ma'ariv every second. The answer is as follows. If you daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon after Plaga, which the Gemara you're allowed to do, technically, not the Chachila, but the Evan, you're going to make Abdullah. Tell me, you're going to make a candle? You're going to make Abdullah before some brachas, chavav, some chavzayim. You can make Rimavdil before, you know, when it's still Shabbos. You're going to write a Nerish Chavzola, chas v'chalira. You can't cut Shabbos short. Shabbos is Shabbos. Just that. You're going to dive in Meir, all right? You're going to make Abdullah give you a break, all right? But not that it's not really Shabbos to you. So I thought that your kasha is not the Jewish kasha, but I did find it somewhere in print. Right, I don't remember this second where I saw it. Maybe I'll remind myself. Yeah.
But if you were doing Gira, not Mara before
today,
I mean, you forgot
Gira
from the day before, you can't say it.
Who said? That's also not so Pasha. Not so Pasha. It's a discussion. We're getting a little bit too far afield over here. A little too far afield. So the Stechemahem is quoted, he did it himself. He did it himself. The Sechemin writes, I was never an Aninus on a Shabbos, and I didn't want to miss Ma'ariv and Avdolah, so I did it. Didn't ask any questions. He was a rabbi. I asked myself. And he davened Ma'ariv and made Avdolah after Plaga Mincha. Finish. Oh, maybe this is where I found. Let's take a look in the Ber Heitev in Siman Ayin Aleph in Arachayim, Sif Katan Vov. Let's see if I can find it over here. Hold on. Oh, here we go. What does it say here? And ain't no mafsik al atkum chayav gam le'eis erev. Until dark, it's still chayav to do the mitzvahs. So he says, well, let's say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis then. The quote of some poskim here, you'll say. All right? Shvus Yaakov says, no. You still can't have in Marv. Why? Why not? The Kevin Shirocha, the Spalal Arvis, Silas Kol, Im Kain Cholu Etzlo. B'chal of Aninus, V'onim Potem B'lisabel, Yom Mechav is none less than a Shvus Yaakov. Very impressive. What is it about the Ber Heitev, Simon, I, and Alice is coming up? I just don't believe it. But you have a right to believe it. Shvus Yaakov said it. I want the Gedolei Hador. Okay. I'm sorry. I just find it hard, too hard to believe. Okay. The Machta Shekel has the cash against this. I'm not sure who came first. But the Machta Shekel there in Simon, I, and Alice is coming up. What do you mean, Chalaninus? You can't do anything. I don't care, you Davin Mara. You made Abdullah. You're paralyzed. You can't do anything. So, and the Kolbo and Avelus, oh, not the Kolbo, but the Rishon, the Rabbi Greenwald from Columbus, Ohio, who wrote a Sefer Kolbo and Avelus. It's a very popular Sefer. I have a copy here with me. It was one of the first Sforim. See, now we have an explosion of Sforim. But this is written, I think, in the 50s. No one was writing any Sforim. No one was reading any Sforim. So why should you write Sforim? No one was reading. But you know, even then in the 50s, Avelus was popular. You know, somehow or other, everyone wanted to eat the people of the Chal Shabbos, but not, ha, wow. So he took advantage of this rabbi in order to write a sefer on Hilchos Avelus. Apparently he went through a few printings, even though no one was reading anything in those years. Before Art Scroll and everything else, and nobody read the Torah Revolution. So in the Kolbo on Avelus, page 131, he quotes the Ger Rebbe. It's like this. But the Ikas man marvis by Lila. And just as we said before, if you put the Ikas man, so it is Yenat Chayiv and Tashlumin, which comes subsequent to the Ikazman. So too, if you put the Ikazman, Yenat Chayiv in the word Tashlumin is a bad word. In the, what's a better word for it? In the, I'm looking for a proper word for this. No, the early bird special. Okay, that's that. In the early bird special, you want the Chap and David Meyer and make up it before it gets dark. No, there's no such Chayiv and you shouldn't do it. I have a kasha. If you look partially in the Gemara and Baruch, David Kamar of it, David Kamar of it. So if we have a right to follow Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so it's not a tashlumin. That's kasha. It's the Kobo's kasha. It's a good kasha. I don't know the answer. But the Maisa, we don't have a mask. We still don't make Abdullah, he says, because you see from the whole rush with the Maram, Rabbi Yehuda, they're pupiling, you need to make Abdullah on Sunday. Just make Abdullah in Blaka Minchul Amayla. What's the problem? Here, Lanias Badi, it's not so posh that Ma'ariv and Abdullah are the same. Because Ma'ariv is clear. Ikas Ma'ariv of Ma'ariv. Excuse me. Abdullah is clear, but Pashtun. Ikas Ma'ariv Abdullah is after Shabbos is over. Ikas Ma'ariv Boru that way. Rambam is not so clear. But the Pashtun, the way we hold, Ikas Ma'ariv is certainly after Shabbos is over. You want to make an early bird special, it's like the Bechina of Tashlumin. When it comes to Ma'ariv, it's not only a Shabbos. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's a line at Slag or a line at Shkia. So it's not so simple that you should have a status of Tashlumin. Not so simple. The Maharaj, you have to say like this, that since we have a custom, Minik Val Yisrael, with the exception of Erev Shabbos, and a couple of fancy balabatim in the summertime, and some fancy shuls, but with those minor exceptions, the Minik Val Yisrael is not the follow of Yehuda. We don't have a Maharaj left for the Shkia. That's the Minik Kemat Kol Yisrael. And therefore, for us, you have to characterize Plaga Minichon as an early bird special. It's not done what you do. Oh, the Morris says you have a perfect license to do it. But the Mice, it's not done. Came there early. You look in the Pisgei Tshuva over here, in our Simon, in Sifkotten Yud Ches, Rabbi Osain. In Sifkotten Yud Ches, he goes to some of the details. Look what he says over here. The last line on this Amud Aleph page. Look what he says. In Mace, Lo Mace, Balaila, Kodem Shispal of Silas Arvis, Ukfaragias Manatfilas Sarachin, Imisma, Ispal, Lamocha Baboka Rachakura, Gam Silas Arab, which means Tashlumin. The Pashtus is, yes, because once he's Mechuyev B'Dover, right? Don't be the mashkot to come to Shulchan Aruch. The Neis b'Shabbat. Turning the page now. It's called the Eshel Avraham, who says, "Elo igias." Please look inside with me. "Elo igias matzilas mincha kodesh shemes lameis." But it's asking the kfura at akar arvis. Hela b'tshuva eno chayvus pal arvis time. Why? So, hey, look at this lush. So, in chiyuv chalalav ela berega akwan shel yom. So, this man akodol is there, ain't no chiyuv kolkach, ela the yotek shem is palaba. Oz. Wow. 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 Chir is godol. He says, in the next line, chayav is palaba shakwa shtayim, in the original case. So, tfilat arvis, chalalav chiyuv miyabas ezek achovim. So it's an interesting discussion. The basic chiyuv of mincha is the last minute. The basic chiyuv of ma'ariv is the first minute. So before we get into that, what is the first minute? Say it's a kachavim. Or maybe you're going to adjust it, maybe it's a shkiyah. But not tzlag mincha. Why not? No, it's tomorrow. The Teretz is an early bird discussion. And when we're not, we don't take it too much into account. Now let's go back to the original din. What kind of strange halacha is this? I think it's based upon a gemara, brachas, mafurish gemara, chav tesim agrei. We all know about vesikin. Everyone knows the Ika Chiyav Shabbos is Vesikin. What's Ika Chiyav Mincha? Who knows the end of that 10 Gemara? The Snei Areach Dorim. You get the impression that the Ika is my Mincha is the last minute. Should have the whole day sandwich. The Shachos at sunrise. Can you imagine? Shachos at sunrise. Mincha at sunset. Something like a tour special or something like that. Oh, wow. So, that's the Ika within. So, Abaya was liar to that because if you're going to the male shakras at sunrise, if you miss it, you'll do that later, no problem. Mincha, suddenly you miss it, guess what? You're out of luck. So we try not to be so close, although most shuls are pretty close as it is. But the Ika in principle, the Ika's mind is the last minute, and that's how this Pitzchei Tshuva can be explained. Perhaps. If that's the case, Rabbi Otai, what's the real quantity, what's the real point? If the real point is when? Is the end of the Shkiyah, that's the last moment of the day when your Ikas Man Chiyuv Mincha is, then with respect to Shachrit, what should be the critical point? Not what? What? No? What? What should be the critical point? Nay, the Mishnah Berurah says no. The Mishnah Berurah says Alos HaShachar. The Minayin Alas, the Son Dals, on the Maram HaKan. It's Alos HaShachar. No. Alos HaShachar is what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Ayin Alas. Stiff cut and dialed. Why is that? The Torah says the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with this quote-unquote Ika's man. That's too fancy. It's Alos HaShachar is the key point. Okay? Alos HaShachar is the key point. Presumably, what he said, the same would be true with respect to Mincha and Ma'ariv. The key point, the critical point of Mincha would not be Shkia, as the Pesach Shuvah suggested, but rather should be, I guess, Mincha Gedolah. You could even argue maybe Chatzos, if you want to get to the longest of this. What exactly is the evidence that Yosef Mincha after Chatzos before the extra half an hour? That's relevant to my last point, which was before you saw the new figure in Ksubis. One more point. Till when can the O-name Davin Shach come back from the cemetery early morning? He just walked in. Looks like a clock. Oh, what time is it? So Mr. Brewer passes, you can Davin until Chatzos. You can Davin Shmonet Shachlet until Chatzos. The Netziv says no. You can only daven shachas until 10 o'clock. On the average day, 6 to 6. With Abba Shol. If you learn it, remember the brachas, you know that the Ikas Man is till 4 hours. And the rest is only kind of a tashlumim. Lich Ora. Not coming in from mazes. Look, I'm not going into it now. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, Pesim and Pei Tess, of course, involved. Mazes might be different. And also, Birchas Krishma after the fourth hour. Many shtills of the Mekel. And the Shulchan Aruch, they're not allowed to do it. They're not allowed. Just look at Simon Nunches, and then there'd be Allah there. Oh. And there'd be another Nafkamina. Could a person daven Shachrit between, let's catch this now, between Chatzos and Mincha Gadol. If you learn that the Ikas Man is until 12, that's the first half of the day, that's it, 12 or 12. If you learn the Ikas Man is until 10, and they gave you an opportunity to do Tashlum in the gap which exists between Shachrit and Mincha, then it's arguable that you can even daven shachris at 12:15. Not so posh, because could be you're going to be mincha 12:15 for the end. But at least it's arguable. The one thing, the Chor, we don't understand at all, in Siman I and Aleph, Sif Kotten Beis, the Shari Tshuva quotes in the Yor Rabbah, The person came back home from the kibbutz huffing and puffing. What time is it? It's 5 minutes after chatzot. 5 minutes after chatzot. So Yabba says, you can still daven shah. The chor has impossibility. He says, l'manashach. If the yigas man is until chatzot, can't daven at 12:05. If the yigas man is until 10 o'clock, you are part of the yigas man. Now there's no chiyuv subsequently. So l'manashach should be part of you can't daven after 12 o'clock. That's my kasha against Eli Rabba. Let's put all this aside and... Oh, there's one more thing before Kesubas. I forgot one thing. I'm sorry, I'm not open to the Dibur. One thing I forgot, and that is the din of Shmira. Shin Men Aleph Sivov. Just one line. I want to discuss it now because I don't know when we get to it otherwise. I'm a Shamer, it's Ameid, it's part of the Mikriya Shema. So what does the Shamer mean? If you look in the Gemara Barachas, it's quite clear what the Shema is all about. It's the Shalmi Shmir from Achborim. If someone dies, it's no longer that protection that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to a live being that is not prey to the creditors. Someone dies, Khalil of Akash, is not attended to, the Akbarim, the rat, can go after him. Okay? Mefurash Gemara. The Chachmas Adam says, you know what Akbarim really mean? You know what I mean? Well, a rat. Like we have in American language, a rat. He's a rat. He's a rat? He's not a rat, he's a person. Well, he's a rat. A rat means a shade, a demon. Whoa. A dead demon. Demon. No. But Moshe and Atshuva has to see as a Gemara in Brachas of Yudches. Machlokas Banazin and Rabbanan as a Sina. Are you Choshim Lachborim or not Choshim Lachborim? When Avkamina, because they both down at the same time in a different corner of the boat. Rav Moshe, what are you talking about? Such a strange thing. Two people. Just say after the Shmira and after the Shmira. So Rav Moshe's mashma chidish noira. You have to do Shmira because of the Ruchot Tzroh. You know, there's no Achborim. Except that with respect to the Shmira, which is for Ruchot Tzroh, no Achborim, you can be on the other side of the room. For Achborim has to be closer by. And that's Benaza. And we've been Azan Ishmael Chachamim, and therefore you have to do Shmira even if there's no Achborim, so you die by Yotze Benichna. The Pashit is not that way. The Quanta Benazai, you don't need Shmira at all. Why did he mention two in the other corner? Because the Rabbanan require one in this corner, one davening and one watching. So he even met us. And no, they can both be davening at the same time. I, the Chacham, I'm talking about the Kasha, the Machlekes, Benazai, and the Chacham, and the Metzias, are the Achbarim on the boat, or the Achbarim on the boat? So the old Teretz, and the Machlokas and Metzias, so I went to your grandfather when I first came to the Yeshiva, the Machlokas and Shiurim. That means there's a 1% chance of Achvarim, and the Machlokas is, do you have to be cautious for it or not? Adka. Let's not turn to the Sugya and Ksubis. The first time we start, finally, this long-awaited Sugya and Ksubis. If someone gives me a Gemara Ksubis, I'll be able to read. It'll be helpful. Oh, the bigger the better. Okay, thank you. This is... Oh, that's even better. That's newer. Look at this. Schmacka Gemara. Okay, about so this is an important sugya which is something worthwhile learning. I'm surprised that not more of you have learned it in Yeshiva. It's the famous sugya in the beginning of Sukkot. We'll discuss some of the important matters. Not every single matter, but it's important both for the Lamaisa and it's also important for the Lumdus involved in this sugya. Okay, let's see those who have the Xeroxes, and I want to thank all of you for doing the various versions of the Xerox. I want everybody to have in front of him, if not the Gemara, at least the Rosh. So the Rosh gives you the most important stuff to talk about. I'm going to read from the Gemara first. If you have the Rosh, the rest of not the Gemara, the Rosh quotes the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? It's Sefer Ksubas on Abgimel, on the base, towards the end. Kedetanya. I have to say, Pito, Ofri, Vitzitzko, Tavuach, Vieno, Mozuk, Vimeis, Ovim, Shalchot, Noima, Shalkala, מכניס את המס לחדר ואת החוסר זה קל וחופה ובואו בלת מצו פורש ונוע הקשיב את סימי המשתה ואחר כך נוע הקשיב את סימי הבל בכל אופן היומם הוא יושב בין האנושים וישן בין הנושים ואימון את תחשיתן מן הקל אחר שלוש יום ודאף קל ושל מחוס מהאימא של קל ולק איניש לתורך להו אבל איפה לא שוי That's the Gemara. This is the Gemara. So a special dispensation, or a rather radical dispensation, I would add. No, you're doing it, phoning a levaya, you're allowing tashmish. Unbelievable. Unbelievable then. Rashi says in the very top, Rashi, Dalam and Alam, Uporesh, V'yikvu es ha-meis v'yad, the cave on the chala olav chatana. Some modern lushan in Rashi. The cave on the chala olav chatana. Hagel le-gabei k'regel, v'lo-asi, avelos v'chayla, v'noav shimus v'amishter, v'gomer. That's what Rashi says. I asked him to see how God made me. Anyone have that God made me here? That's what I asked him to hear today on the Rambam Shoftim. No, I can't read that. Oh, thank you very much. What did I say? Perek Dalet what? Gimel? Rav? Rav. Amen. Ooh. I feel I have a sorry bill that Mitzvah Gabi Avelis Mikomago. Her Tzorach Linux Shivetz and Avelis came in the Kalal of Kodem Achatana. Lachain Bol did a Mitzvah Kodem Kvura. Bahash the Kalal, again, same word. Achatana Kodem Avelis. Okay? In other words, give me a terrorist. Why did they do this radical thing and permit this beer? It's a radical thing. Terrorists had no choice. If they wouldn't have permitted the beer, then the what they call quote-unquote Chatana, the status of Regel, which the chassan enjoys, would not have taken effect. The chup alone is not enough. You have to allow the bia as well. Fine. Let me ask you a question. Other relatives, Rabotai, other relatives, except for the Ovim Shul Chassan and Ima Shul Kala, say, that's not such a big deal, not such a big hefted, so they didn't make any special dispensations, correct? They didn't make any special dispensations, so what's going to be the din with respect to this beer? So the Rush talks about it in Simon Vos. Right, so everyone has to have a Rush, please. This is very important. The Rush you have to have. If you don't have, please look on with your friends. There's... This is the first wide line. The Lashon Rav Alpes after the big break, I should say, after the Hagos Hashim. Masha the Machnitzes, the Mesa Cheres Chaskal, the Chupa, Bobes, and the Torah, the Korbes, Mesa, the Nog, Shivet, Simei Avelus, for other relatives, the Hakak, Shivet, Simei Mishta. The Jekoma, and the Nog, Shivet, Simei Mishta, the Reisha, Mashma, then Chiluk, then Hechad, Ikab, Seder, then Chalab, Seder, Ela, the Vikab, Seder, Nog, Shivet, Simei Mishta, the Reisha, because they had food stocked up for the whole week, they had no refrigeration. They had the Lekab, Seder, Nog, Shivet, Simei Avelus, Reisha. I will be Shneem, Boel, Bilas, Mitzvah, call them she cover a mate. The Loken have a name out, and it's like a Seder cover, it's Mesa, but not a Velusa, but a Kach, Machlet, it's a Kal, and a Chupa. Chaim Atasi, B'Shem, Baal Halacha, B'Shem, Ritz Gei, it's now. The B'Shah Krova, Machnitz, the Mesa Cheder, and Chos Kal, and a Chupa, who bore with Mitzvah of Porish, the Noah Kshivit, the Mesa Vela, the Kach, the Mesa Mishnah. The Lo Mesa Beklau! The Rosh, makes no sense. The Ma, Toelet, Yesh, the Mehiris, a Chupa, the Yavazu, a Mesa, the Apsiku by Velas and Chupa and Shivas and Mishnah, the Loitiru Chupa Bia Laone, and the Ba'avar Shokhati Mishokala, the Ganika Pseda, all the Tiru Chupa Bia Laone, Ula Hakti and Mishnah by Velas, save Hefsin. Avakshamakta and Velas and Mishnah, Gam Yachara Chupa, Shikhu Koshoshim Yom, the Sulam Media, forget about it. Postpone up, push the whole thing off. And they were the Kakash. What's the answer to this Kash? What's the answer to the Kash? How come the Ritz Gayas allowed this terrible thing, the Tashmish, at this stage, for naught? What's the answer? No. Better answer. Yeah?
No, it's not the
Kula. Oh, the Ritz Gayas, there's nothing wrong. We already pointed, the Ramban pointed this out. He couldn't believe it, but he quoted it. The Ramban, quotes the Ritz Gayas is saying, based on the Gemara, we'll get to the Gemara later, down the days, that there's nothing wrong with Tashmish in the time of Anim. What's wrong? The Surah Mavelis don't apply. Tashmish needs to be available. There's no reason in the first place. That's the answer to this kasha. And where did the Rizkayas get it from? There are both sides. Open to your Gemara, Dalet Amud Beis, if you have a Gemara. If not, you should be Rosh, I think, quotes this Gemara. It's a very important Rosh we're going to talk about at length tomorrow, probably, maybe a little bit today. What did the Gemara say over here? Towards the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, The din over there is the Issa Yichud for an Avelis of a Chosim and Kala. Not generally, only in this particular case. Why? Normally there's always Yichud by Avelis. Why here? Because they'll make them. My Kula, the last few lines. Yilema de Katani, Baal Vilas Mitzul Poresh, Hasta Mishim Dlo Chala Lava Avelusa. Until either the Yatsun Pesach Beso, or Yisasim Agolel. By the way, I don't know what the Netziv is going to do with this Gemara. The Netziv claimed that the whole Machloikas and Chavzayin and Imarikot and Yotzei Pesach Beso and the Yisasa Magol is only in the special case of Rabbi Gavliel with him to the Katochus, the Netziv says. Here, it's a plain case. And moreover, here he's trying to push off the Avelis. The Netziv is a bonus. You can make the Avelis over. We spoke about the nation's over already yesterday. I'm not sure what he's going to do with this Gemara. Don't know. In any event, this is what it says. So there was not considered to be a kula. So the rich gas lens shot, you see him a furish gemara. The fact that there's a beer taking place before the kura is not a kula whatsoever. Het the gummer. Het the gummer. That's the pashtus. The Ramban of page Ayin Gimel quoted. And the Russian kasha, what's the purpose? You don't need a purpose. The Ramban says, no. What did the Ramban say? There is a kula over here. But as we saw yesterday, it's a kula in aninus, and it's not a kula in avelus. We spent a lot of time on this. And Aninus is more cow. We said not more cow necessarily for Tamid HaChamim, but more cow Be'ele HaAdam, that they measure one has all these serums, only some of these serums, etc. Okay, fine. We're both saying everything straight, clear. Now we start a case that is not found in Shabbos. Yeah?
The
Rish are
talking about the Rish.
I'm sorry?
The Rish, are you both,
is that the Rish? The Rish, I can't answer that question. The Rish never really said it. It's an imprint in the Rish. You can always either one of two things. Either you say, hold it, there is gas, or deny the inference. I don't know, I'm not sure which way you want to go. But both sides. Everything we said until now is if never a person died, a relative died before the chuppah. Right? So if it's his father or mother, we have one set of rules. If it's a different relative, we have a different set of rules. What happens in the following case? We know what to happen. Hashem Yerachim. We know what to happen. They have a chuppah, and the chuppah takes place. Boom. At the wedding, a relative dies. Nebuch of the chasm of the cow. Right there. Maybe he was dancing so much, had a heart attack, whatever. Died, finished. Now what? What's the halacha? Not found in the Gemara. So I asked you to see a very important discussion in the Nekudas HaKesef, written by the Shachir and Simon Shinran and Beis, who's excited about these matters. He quotes a very important machlokas over here on this very Nekudas. I'm going to say this very Nekudas, all right. The Nekudas HaKesef, the machlokas, in this very point. Yeah. Let's take a look inside. Those, I'm going to open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. Open up. Open up, please. Open up. Because of Abayna Yeruchim. V'im konas kfar v'lo bo'al adayin. U'meis rachmon al-islan v'olso yom acha nisuin. Shabirchu kfar. Meitecha mikrovei. Oh, maybe it's Rotsaloma, excuse me. But also, Yom Achar Nitzuan Shabirchuk Far, Mezechad Mikrove Achosin, Lo of it, Yesh Mefarshim, Shakosvu Shanoa Gimei Amishte, Vachakach Zayin Yimei Avelus, Kimo Shemes Lemes Berego. Gimei Achar Shabirch Birchuk Nitzuan, for Cholol of Yimei Amishte. See, I'll peek, look, it's beautiful over here. Look what he says. You're not looking inside. Everyone open up, look inside. The I'll peek, the Shemes of Yimamina. The ball did a smith of a chule. The nearest local of Am Simcha. Achi Yivo. Right? The first Rashi that goes Maimini. No. Shani Asa. The chalo avelos kodem anisuin. The person died before the chuppah. Rashi Hakol Mukhan. Velo alima hai simcha lechaiva zayin mea mishte. Achi Yivo. Well, the sikhak ball kodem shiachulu lav zayin mea mishte. Kodem is in order to. Abo kan. Shek for nasa. Well, the sikhuch ain't bol ashayavu zayin yemei amishtav zayin yemei avedos. Can't cut to the regeis. Rav David koyen b'tshuva. Radach. Rav David koyen. He alumned it. The Valdig alumned it over here, Radach. When do we say you require a via? When you're starting, when the misa took place, so you have to overcome the head start of the misa to the trigger avedos. To overcome that, what do you require? A chuppah and a via. But if on the contrary, if you had that start, the chuppah came first. Chuppah came first, the chuppah wins. And therefore there's no need to have any beer. So then it's like you're not allowed to do the beer. If it's gas, I don't think we're saying how to do the beer, because he holds even Stavro don't think he can do beer. But in general principles, what he says like the Radach. Aval Arosh Kosta Vahorov is there. Halacha Lameister. Sheyino Gavelus Chilo. The Lochala Olav Simcha at Sheyivo. Me'acha Sheyino Ovev Shomeis Elashar Krovin. Adkan Lashon Rabbeinu Yeruchim. At the Rosh. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says makes no difference what came first. Whether the chuppah came before the misa came before the chuppah, it's irrelevant. The only way to get a regal started is a combination of what and what? Chuppah and beer. So Al-Gamar requires it in a case where the misa came first. It would be equally required in a case where the chuppah came first. And in a case where it's not over the shalchosim, even shalchal, you can't do it. You can't do it. You're stuck with shiva simei avelus first. And Shiva Simei HaMishta, and everything is postponed until later. It's all right, the Rosh. Nu, what's Takap Shat in the Radach? Isn't the Rosh right? What's the Lomdus of the Radach? What's his Lomdus, Rabbi? Nu, Rabbi, what's his Lomdus? This is not my own. Don't forget, this is Ksubis. This is prime Rosh Hashiva territory. So every Rosh, the standard raid, if you will, of the Rosh Hashivas, in explaining this is as follows. That it may be so that the formal avelus begins only at the moment of the kvura. But the mechayev of the yeshiva shalomis, the mechayev of the avelus is a mitzvah. So if the person died before the chuppah, this is the yeshiva lingo, the etzem, the flush. The etzem is already the beginning of avelus. And the gavra, here we go, is called an avel. These are all the right terms. The gavra is called an avel. Even though the mice, nothing happens until the kvura. Nonetheless, you need a chuppah and a beer to knock out the need to actually fulfill the specific halakas of avelus. But the chuppah came before the misa. So not the chuppah to knock it off. It looks like this. Chuppah is a chasim. Chuppah is a chasim. No, the chasim is chuppah. Makes it into a regular, knocks off avelus, pashut. But it's only in this unique case where the avelus has somehow begun already. Perhaps not in its full-blown manifestation. But the mechayev is there, the misa is there, the gavra is there, whatever you want to call it. Then you need a double whammy to knock it off. A chuppah and a beer. But if the chuppah got in first, it's enough to forestall any possibility of avelus. This is the shita of the Radach. So I want to say the following chiddush about this. This shita of the Radach makes sense according to the Ramban. What did Ramban say? That Lemaisa, in principle, the din of avelus should start in the Misa, except Iski Ameis Nifsodim. Even according to the Ramban, you can argue that, you know, it's a two-stage process, right? The way we said it. Well, you have the Rabbi Kivegas chart, but it's also the mitzvah. But really, in principle, it begins, the whole system begins from the moment of the mitzvah. But the Rosh in Moed Kotten that we saw says what? We said it, we spoke about it so many times. Aninus l'chod v'avelus l'chod. Ostamazem. There's no connection whatsoever about time between one and the other. Now the Rosh Lashitato Rabosai Chiddush. The Rosh quoted by Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quoted by the Nekudas HaKesef, is Lashitato. He holds that nothing starts with the Misa. Nothing. Nothing starts with the Misa whatsoever. There's no difference. There's no to distinguish between if the relative died before the Chuppah or died after the Chuppah. It's all a question of what the Kvura. The Kvura. So just like in our Sugya, you require, where he died before the Chuppah, you require chuppah and beer to knock out avelus. So too, in the case where the relative died after the chuppah, you also require chuppah and beer to knock off the avelus. And when you can't do the beer because it's a different relative, so then you can't knock off the avelus sets in. So the Rosh of the Shita so, and the Radach is going with the Shita of the Ramban or the Rambam, presumably the whole of avelus is d'oraita. Mit Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude the Sugya in Ksubis, and we'll begin the next part of the Ma'amar Kumbus to talk about the Easter of Kibbutz for an Avalon for the 9 days.
What is the year, so what is the year, what is the year, so?